Okay, hi everyone. Welcome to Feminist Buzz. Today I have an interview with Jonah Mix about his article, Celibgate, Why Aren't We Talking About Pornography? So, hi Jonah.
Hi there, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for being here. Can you just introduce yourself in like 30 seconds or less so the audience knows who you are?
Sure, my name's Jonah Mix. I'm living in California in the United States. I'm 21 years old, and I'm involved in various anti-pornography and anti-prostitution activism, mainly organized running ways to organize men against sexual violence.
Sounds good. So like I mentioned, Jonah wrote an article about Celibgate, or the leaked celebrity nudes that were, you know, hacked and leaked a few weeks ago, and it was published on Feminist Current. So that's the article we're going to be discussing, and sort of just the theme of that article. You can read the entire thing. There's a link in the description. So without further ado, I think I'm going to get into it. So, you know, you say in your article, I'm going to read part of it here. You write, quote, "The three most common reactions from men seem to be one, masturbation, two, arrogant, self-righteous condemnation, or three, masturbation followed by / occurring alongside arrogant, self-righteous condemnation. Misogynists are nothing if not multitaskers," unquote. So I just wanted to start off talking about that because that seems to be, you know, one of the main themes in this article about this kind of hypocrisy. You know, on the one hand, you know, men demand pornography and men, you know, hack into women's computers and leak photos like this, and men look at photos like this. But on the other hand, men are also very quick to condemn the women, call them slutty, tell them how they had it coming. So can you talk about that hypocrisy or that, you know?
Sure. I mean, I think you've pretty much summed it up pretty well. I think that men in this culture, we demand sexual access to women and then we hate them for it. Mm-hmm. And this is a good example of, you know, this idea is there aren't these two separate camps of people who are, you know, trading around and, you know, looking at and consuming these photographs. That's not a separate group from the people who are, you know, harassing these women and calling them all sorts of names and condemning them. It's really the same people, and that's because, you know, even when men say that, you know, women shouldn't be this way or that way, they shouldn't be sexually active, they shouldn't have any kind of sexual encounters with people, they don't really believe that. It's just that we want women to offer sexual access to men. We just also want to be able to hate them for it. And I think that's just one of those things that a lot of men don't seem to really understand, even the ones who are doing this kind of harassment, is that we don't understand that we're requiring these two totally impossible things, and both of those requirements are terrible.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know this might sound simplistic or stupid, but can we just talk about why the celebrities in this case, or I guess women in other cases, don't quote-unquote deserve it? Like I said, I know that sounds kind of stupid or simplistic, but I think there are a lot of people, both men and women, who really do think, you know, well, they took the pictures in the first place, they sent the pictures by email or by phone or whatever else, they put them on iCloud, which is apparently easy to hack. So for those people who, you know, are genuine and maybe aren't just trolling, can you explain why that doesn't justify this kind of invasion of privacy?
Well, sure. I mean, I think a lot of, you know, throughout this whole event and this whole issue, you know, women have been very clear about this kind of stuff. But, you know, just from a male perspective, I think it's really bizarre that any man would assume that women are to blame when they don't take precautions against our violence. Like, mm-hmm. That to me is such a bizarre way to think about these things. Because really, when you say, you know, oh, well, you know, it's their fault for doing this or doing that, it's basically what you're saying is it's their fault for not assuming that men will attempt to victimize them. And that's such a terrible position. And it's also interesting, too, because just like men just like men, you know, say, oh, women, you know, don't ever do any of these things, while also demanding that women do them, men also say, oh, assume that you're going to be victimized, but then they also, you know, harass and abuse women who take precautions against men. I mean, so you just can't win. I mean, that's the whole point, is we've made this system where women can't win. And so, yeah, I mean, I just think that it's a bizarre and tragic world where men think that, you know, think that our violence and stuff, the correct response is that women should just assume it's going to happen. And that's really the underlying motivation for people who talk about women, you know, doing it or, you know, they had it coming and things like that.
And then you also get into the connection between something like this and, you know, the quote-unquote mainstream pornography industry. So I'm just going to read another part of the article here. You write, quote, men download a blurry selfie of naked Jennifer Lawrence for the exact same reason they download Black Teen Punishment 5. Because for a lot of us, arousal has way more to do with domination, violation, and degradation than it does with anything that could easily be recognized as actual sex. So can you just talk a bit more about this and about the connection between, you know, this scandal and the leaks and, you know, quote-unquote mainstream pornography?
Yeah, I think what people need to realize and what men need to realize is that violation, and, you know, there is like finding what women don't want you to do, doing them, is really central to pornography. It's central to all of our eroticisms that have developed under, you know, under masculinity. And I don't understand how I've been talking with a lot of pro-feminist men who seem to not see this, seem to not see how, you know, the fact that men can at any time access, you know, thousands and thousands of hours of pornography that portrays women as consistently consenting, portrays women as, you know, if they don't consent, you just have to push a little harder and then they'll be fine, portrays women as, you know, secretly seductresses and all those things, all those terrible myths and stereotypes are so prevalent in pornography that it's really not surprising. It's just, you know, tragically obvious that men would act out those narratives in real life. And one of the ways we act that is by doing these kinds of violating behaviors where we sexualize the breaking of women's boundaries. That's the core of pornography, and that's the core of these crimes. You know, a lot of men who are well-meaning but I think are really failing in their analysis have said, you know, oh, well, why would men look at these pictures of women who don't want to be looked at when they could just look at pornography? And I'm like, well, the problem is that the pornography they look at is teaching them that that there is really no such thing as a woman who doesn't want it, and the pornography that they're watching is teaching them that they get something sexy out of you know, finding what a woman doesn't want you to do and then doing it.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that you bring that up, because it's like there's this thing that I know I've heard from some people, and it's like, well, you know, these women, the celebrities, they didn't ask for it, but the women in pornography or women who are in prostitution, you know, they chose to do that. So people make the argument that they're two completely different things. And I just want to say, as somebody who has done a lot of work against pornography, as somebody who has talked and worked with many women who have been in porn, you know, I think it's a bit simplistic to say they choose it. I think it's more accurate to say that, you know, it's a last resort for many of them. But can you also talk about, like, from a male perspective, like, even if, let's say theoretically, every woman in the porn industry was there, you know, quote-unquote consensually and had some other choices, but she really chose to be there. From a male perspective, do you think that's relevant, or do you think that there's something about pornography that, you know, men should just avoid regardless?
Well, I think it's relevant in that the fact, you know, if a woman is not consenting, that makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that a woman is, you know, quote unquote consenting, you know, doesn't make it okay. You know, it's really not men's place to ruminate on, you know, whether or not a woman really wants to do anything. I mean, I think that even, you know, I think our position should be, you know, we're not going to question the motivations of women in pornography, but as you said, even if every single woman in pornography was 100% happy to be there, which is obviously not the case, it's still an appropriate thing for men to consume. And the reason why doesn't come from any kind of sexual morality that's based in, you know, oh, it's lustful or it's, you know, right, anything like that. What it comes down to is that pornography is undeniably a place where men come to learn the lies about sex that are necessary for men to continue going out into the world and dominating women. And the idea that, you know, the fact that individual women, you know, might consent to these videos, well, it doesn't matter because women as a whole, you know, all the women on Earth, the women who interact with us in our day-to-day lives, they certainly don't consent to having to interact with men whose views about who women are and views about the proper way to relate to women are formed by pornography. And, you know, if you went down the line and asked the vast majority of women in the world, hey, like, do you wanna spend your life? Do you wanna interact with, you know, men who are, you know, who are learning about you and your agency and your sense of who you are in pornography? I mean, they'd all say no. Because, you know, we all know that these messages that are coming out of pornography are depraved and vicious. And so that's, you know, my position on it is, yeah, sure, you know, the individual women may or may not consent. I mean, I tend to believe that a lot of them don't. But even if they do, women as a whole don't consent because, of course, they don't consent to our violence and our domination. But that's really what you'd have to believe. You'd have to believe that women are, on a whole, okay with their interactions with porn sick men, and we all know they aren't.
And it's funny because, like, you know, I've never heard somebody say, for example, that if a person of color, if there's one person of color somewhere out there in the world who's okay with racist stereotypes, that somehow makes racist stereotypes okay. You know, like, I've never heard that line of quote-unquote logic or reasoning. So it's funny how people are so, especially men, are so adamant about insisting that some women really do consent and really do want it.
And, you know, the other thing to say is, like, even if, you know, even if it's all consensual, like, what does it really say about us? I mean, that's really the thing, more than any political consideration or whatever, that really was the thing that motivated me to get into anti-porn activism is just, I don't want to live in a world where the, you know, part of what it means to be a man is to derive physical and emotional satisfaction from videos of women being abused. Like, that's just, you know, regardless of the, you know, it has terrible implications for the world. But even if it didn't, even if somehow every man could watch pornography and then go out into the world and just be a total upright, upstanding citizen who never does anything wrong, that's not the case. But even if it was, there's still something fundamentally wrong with this idea that millions of men have sexualities that are informed by and fully expressed by videos of women being abused.
Okay, so I know there are going to be some men who say that, you know, you're just picking the worst examples of porn, or you're just picking the bad aspects of it. Like, here you have this example, Black Teen Punishment 5. And some men are going to say, well, you know, that's a fetish thing that not all men are into, or most men aren't into, and you're just sort of cherry-picking the worst examples. And there's lots of better porn, and we can make it, you know, better and more representative of, I guess, equal relationships. So what do you think about that kind of argument or those kinds of ideas?
I have, like, serious contempt for that argument. I think it's garbage.
And me too.
I think it goes against the reality, which is that men aren't demanding kinder, gentler, more quote-unquote feminist porn. Like, if you just look at the facts, violence and abuse and humiliation and pornography are going up every year. And it's because that's what we want. I mean, the porn industry, you know, like every other industry, it adapts to the desires of the people who are buying the product. And, you know, the machinations of capitalism or whatever have shown that we don't have any interest in the kind, gentle, whatever stuff. It doesn't really seem to actually exist except in the minds of men who want to make, you know, these arguments. But the fact is that that's not what men want. Men want more violence, more humiliation, more abuse, and we're getting it. And so that argument to me, it's just crazy nonsense. And I don't think anybody who makes that argument really believes it. That's the other thing is, I don't think that anybody who makes that argument is making it honestly. So I just tend to dismiss that offhand. I say, look, if you want to pretend that you're, you know, only watching this abusive, degrading, violent porn because some, you know, feminist alternative hasn't come out, like, you can kid yourself, but we all know that's not true.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, I just think it's nonsense.
Yeah. I've heard women making that argument as well, and I don't want to speculate too much because it could be, there's many things it could be. I think part of it is, you know, not wanting to confront boyfriends or fathers or brothers or, you know, other males in their lives, or just feeling afraid of confronting men in their lives.
Yeah, and I think men make it difficult for, you know, we make it difficult for women to confront us over those things. It's not surprising. You know, the other thing I always think about, and again, I'm not going to say, you know, I'm not going to speculate on any of this stuff. I'm just saying, you know, I think it was Germaine Greer. I don't remember. I think it was Germaine Greer, though, who said, you know, women have no idea how much men hate them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think we as men have been pretty successful in, like, fooling a lot of people into thinking, men and women, into thinking that our interests in pornography are primarily just, you know, coquettish grins,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, 1950s style, you know, bared shoulders, which are terrible, but are not anything compared to the reality of pornography, which most men successfully hide from their
mm-hmm.
partners and the women in their lives.
Mm-hmm. So there's two things I want to say on that topic. First of all, I'm going to post the link to a study in the description of this video. And it's like a sociological study. They look at more than 300 scenes of mainstream, like, best-selling pornography from just a few years ago. And they found that something like 88-point-something% of straight porn had physical violence by a man against a woman. And something like 48 or 49% of the scenes had some kind of verbal aggression or name-calling. So, you know, if you want to argue with the researchers, you know, do that. But yeah. And then the other thing I wanted to mention was I was actually just watching a presentation by Gail Dines recently, and she had this quote from a pornographer. I can't remember his name, but he was saying how because so many men have become so desensitized to, you know, all the degrading and humiliating and violent things that the pornographers are making, there's almost like this, there's starting to be this kind of quiet panic in the porn industry now because they don't even know what to come out with that's going to be violent and degrading and, you know, quote unquote, exciting enough for men who are desensitized to all this.
Yeah, it's, that's definitely true. And, you know, just on an individual level, ask, you know, forget any kind of, you know, class dynamic or anything. Just ask, you know, the men in your life, like, what was the first pornography you encountered? And, you know, what are you watching now? And they're going to have to lie if they want to pretend that there hasn't been a serious advancement from the things that people are introduced to as younger, you know, as children, as young teenagers, and the things most men watch now. It is an escalation of violence, an escalation of body punishment, and that's part and parcel of what pornography is, because it's about boundary breaking. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, if you have pornography and you watch it, something, and then, you know, when your sexuality is defined by pushing boundaries, you just have to keep going, you know, there's no way to be satiated. And, you know, that's why pornography is just fundamental, I mean, it's reason number one of a million why pornography is just fundamentally a problem.
Mm-hmm. And then you also, for, you know, other men who call or consider themselves pro-feminist, you talk in the article about how some of them say, you know, well, I have some reservations against pornography, or I'm against pornography, or whatever, but I'm afraid of being vocal about it because some women like it and some feminists actually defend it. So, you know, who am I to talk over other women? So what do you think of that?
You know, I think I said it in the article. I don't know. I think
yeah.
men are great, you know, and I've done this myself for sure in my life. of creating models of allyship that turn our inaction and turn our silence into some kind of revolutionary behavior,
mm-hmm.
where refusing to confront male violence goes from being a cowardly thing to do to being this, you know, oh, well, I'm respecting women's voices. The fact is, men drive the pornography industry. Men drive, you know, the sale. They drive the production. They drive the consumption. And the fact that those men can occasionally find women who can either be, you know, intimidated and bought into selling the line that pornography is empowering, or who maybe really believe it. And if they really believe that, then, you know, I'm not gonna argue with them, because in the end it doesn't matter. You know, every single man who says I'm not gonna criticize pornography,
mm-hmm.
because some men like it, I guarantee you that even if every woman on the face of the planet didn't like it, they wouldn't speak out against it. They're not, you know, they're not actually refraining because they respect women's opinions. They're refraining because they don't want to challenge pornography, and they're using women as this kind of human shield against criticism.
Mm-hmm. So for the men who are watching this now, especially for, like, sincere men who aren't trolls, who care about equality and who are maybe still watching porn and haven't thought much about this issue before, what would you say to them? What's your advice, or, you know?
I would say stop watching porn. I would say
mm-hmm.
I would say that there's nothing else you can do that is more important than stopping the consumption of pornography in your life and in the lives of other men. I think that, and when it comes down to it, I think, and this is something that people don't like to hear because it's a concept in our culture that is very alien to us. But you know how you're going to stop watching pornography is you're going to stop watching pornography the day when you will feel worse after watching it than you did good while watching it. And what you need to do is you need to read anti-pornography feminists. You need to read about the horror and violence of the pornography industry. You need to get involved in looking at, you know, not looking at actually, but in investigating pornography when you're not masturbating, when you have a clear head. And you need to develop inside of yourself such a revulsion for pornography and such a shame about the, you know, around the act of watching pornography that you aren't going to do it because you have some deep feminist consciousness or because, you know, you know it's the right thing, but you're not going to do it if you know that it's not worth it because of how bad you would feel. That's the only way you're going to stop watching pornography. And if you really want to, you know, watching pornography is a shameful thing, and if you really want to, it's very easy to generate that shame around it. And so, you know, I know that a lot of people in our culture, they kind of balk at this idea of shame regarding
mm-hmm.
sexual things.
Mm-hmm.
But
I was just going to say how sex negative of you.
Thing. I know, right? Like, first of all, pornography isn't a sexual thing, largely.
Mm-hmm.
It's largely an act of domination. But even more importantly, I think the biggest problem in this society might be that men don't have enough shame about the things we do sexually to women because they're violent and they're abusive and they're depraved and they're hateful. So that's what I have to say to men who are watching this, is if you're watching pornography, stop it. And ground your actions, you know, you're stopping pornography in a real and serious emotional sense of shame around how disgusting pornography is. And then once you've done that, don't just stop. Don't just pat yourself on the back and say, okay, great, I'm not part of the problem, because women don't care whether or not we are individually doing any of this. Get yourself to the point where you're not watching pornography, where your mind isn't being colonized by, you know, these masculine modes of sexual interaction. And then from that, turn towards dismantling the pornography industry, and do it by talking to other men, do it, you know, by attempting to disrupt people's access to pornography, do it by shame, you know, engage in pornography, do anything you can, because anything we can do is what we ought to do. And pornography is such a disgusting thing, and our sexual violence against women is so inhuman that there's really no trick or no strategy or no method that we can employ against pornography that isn't justified. So, you know, the simple version is stop watching pornography, and then once you've stopped, try and get other men to stop watching pornography.
Okay, that's a really strong closing and a good place to finish off on. So like I said, I'm going to have a link to Jonah's article in the video description, and also more links to anti-porn things and things you can check out for, you know, about quitting porn, about some of the violence in porn. Thanks so much for being here, Jonah.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
No problem.